Welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, if you've ever left a job for any reason that was your primary source of health coverage, you've no doubt heard of or maybe even signed up for what's called COBRA benefits, which really allows you to keep your health insurance by paying your portion as well as your previous employer's share of the cost for up to 18 months. But here to discuss the impact of the Affordable Care Act on COBRA benefits is Hector De La Torre, who is the executive director, of course, for the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, always great to have you back. How has the ACA affected COBRA? I guess nowadays you have a choice and perhaps an attractive one.
Yeah, well, the ACA did not affect the structure of COBRA. It still exists. It's still available. But what it has done is created these other options outside of employment where you can, in many cases, pay a lower premium than you would pay under COBRA. Because, again, under COBRA, the former employee must pay both their share and the part of the premium that was paid by their former employer. So that obviously increases the cost of the coverage that they get. With other options for health coverage under the ACA and also in the traditional insurance market, there are many more possibilities to find lower cost coverage.
So previously where it would have been automatic, that's not necessarily a given. What do people need to consider when deciding to accept COBRA benefits or actually go out there and buy insurance themselves?
The most important component is price. Again, because under COBRA you pay the employer plus the employee cost, that can really be a big premium price. In an exchange where you can possibly get an income-based discount, the price is lower. It's not necessarily the sticker price of that health insurance. Or a plan in the individual market, in the traditional insurance market, without an income-based discount is also an option. Many times people like COBRA just because it's what they know. But with a little bit of research, they can determine what is the most similar to the plan that they used to have in these other options.
Right. Can you give us a sense of what the average cost of a COBRA plan might be?
We know that the average monthly cost for single coverage in an employer-based plan was about $500, the employer plus the employee share, in 2013, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. So that is roughly what it was. However, according to a survey that we conducted at the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, less than half, 42%, of the uninsured could afford health insurance premiums of just $100 per month. So you can see the gap there of about $400 on average. And so you definitely want to look for those lower right. cost options.
What does a person do who's decided to accept COBRA benefits and then a few months later sees a better option and decides to want to go out and buy health insurance for less?
Well, the time to make this decision is actually right when you leave your employment. Once you're in COBRA, once you've signed up for COBRA, then there are only two options for getting out. One is when your COBRA coverage is exhausted at about 18 months, or during the ACA's annual enrollment period, open enrollment period, which is in the fall of each year. Once you're in COBRA, in order to switch over to an exchange plan or a traditional insurance plan, you need to do it during those two windows.
Thanks, as always, Hector, for these insights and important stuff to pay close attention to. We'll be talking again, no doubt, very soon. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.